The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life. That day catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. We start off our retreat by celebrating the holy sacrifice of the Mass, which, of course, is the greatest prayer in the whole world. And given that today is Saturday, we've chosen to celebrate the Mass in honor of Mary. I'm wearing the chasuble in honor of Our Lady of Guadalupe. Very beautiful. So, I'd like to talk in my homily about the Blessed Virgin Mary, because in a matter of a few hours we're going to be ending the church year and starting a new year. So just in a matter of a few hours, when we celebrate the Vigil Mass, we actually enter into a new church year. We enter into Advent. And when I was praying this morning, making my holy hour, this thought occurred to me on Mary, is that the very beginning of the human life of Christ, who was present, it was Mary. So the beginning of Advent, Mary's very present. Of course, the very center of Advent is Jesus Christ, his incarnation and birth. But Mary is essential to the birth of Christ. He decided to come into this world through Mary. So the beginning of the life of Jesus on earth, Mary was present. But also the very end of his life, Mary was present. So both the beginning and the end. So we're ending a church year and we're beginning a new church year, we'd like to do it with Mary. How is Mary present at the end of the life of Christ? Well, there beneath the cross. Jesus hung on the cross, and Mary was standing beneath the cross. And Mary was given to St. John the Evangelist. And in the person of John the Evangelist was present all of us also. Also, Mary was present at the very beginning of the church. The church started on Pentecost. Who was present there? Was the Blessed Virgin Mary. So the beginning of the human life of Christ, the end of the life of Christ on earth, and the beginning of the church, Mary was present. So we want to invite Mary to play a very important role in our lives as we end this church year and we start a new church year. So these would be my suggestions. Number one is, start off your day always with Mary, who brings us to Christ. Hopefully your first prayer will be your act of consecration to Jesus through Mary, which you offer Jesus through Mary, your eyes, your ears, your lips, your tongue, your body, your heart, your soul, Your whole being, you want to give these to Jesus, to Mary. Amen?
Amen.
Then with that, to wear the scapular and kiss the scapular. So by wearing the scapular, you're saying that you want to belong to Mary. By kissing the scapular, you're saying that you love Mary. So you belong to Mary, you're in the family of Mary, you're in the school of Mary, you're in the heart of Mary. So by kissing that scapular, you're saying, Mary, I love you and I want you to protect me and watch over me all the days of my life, all the hours of my life, all the minutes of my life, all the seconds of my life. Number two, one of the most famous Marian hymns in Spanish and Italian is Santa Maria del Camino. And Santa Maria del Camino, translated in English, is Our Lady of the Way. And how can we interpret this in our lives? Is that wherever we go, we're never alone. But Mary wants to be with us. She wants to share every moment of our lives with us. So you're traveling, ask Mary to go with you. You're visiting a friend, ask Mary to go with you. You're going to work, ask Mary to be present with you. You're doing something difficult, ask Mary to be with you. You have a certain knot in your life, ask Our Lady Undoer of Knots to be able to untie that knot. Now what is the Virgin Mary of St. Ignatius? It's La Madonna della Strada, if you speak Italian. La Madonna della Strada, and if you go to Gesù, where you have the body of Ignatius buried in the city of Rome, you have a placard of La Madonna della Strada, which would be Santa Maria del Camino. So, we're never alone. In a world where so many people are suffering a crushing loneliness, a crushing abandonment, not us, because Santa Maria del Camino, Mary's present with us. She wants to share every moment of your life with you. So when you're feeling abandoned, you're feeling sad, maybe a little bit of desolation, remember Santa Maria del Camino. Number three, we want to get to know Mary better. So I invite all of you to spend some time every week studying Mary. My founder, the founder of the Oblates of the Virgin Mary, Father Lanteri, would set Saturday aside as the day of Mary. Hopefully every day, every week, Saturday is going to be your Marian. It's going to be your Marian day. Not that on that day, my founder would try to read something on the Blessed Virgin Mary to cultivate your knowledge of Mary. Because knowledge generates love. Love generates following. Following generates imitation. Imitation generates transformation. No longer I who live, but it's Jesus and Mary who live in me. Amen?
Amen.
There are so many Marian classics that you can read, but I would suggest maybe go with the best, which of course would be True Devotion to Mary by St. Louis de Montfort, and The Glories of Mary written by St. Alphonsus Maria Liguori. All of you who love Mary should have read those books, and hopefully more than once. Get to know Mary by the classics. Number four, St. Louis de Montfort says that if we love Mary, then we should try to imitate Mary. And St. Louis de Montfort depicts the virtues of Mary. So if we really love Mary, we're going to try to imitate her. Her lively faith, her trust in God, her burning charity, her patience, her obedience, her angelic sweetness or kindness, her purity, her fortitude there underneath the cross, her constant prayer, her mortification, self-denial. All of these are the virtues of Mary. And if we love Mary, we want to try to imitate her. You might even think during the course of this retreat, this Advent retreat, what is your weakest virtue? Which would be your predominant vice, okay? What is your weakest virtue? Where were you weakest in your spiritual life? Maybe it's impatience, no? It could be many, many things. Ask Mary, as a fruit of this retreat, to be able to practice the opposite virtue. As Ignatius would say, the agere contra, to act against that vice and practice the opposite virtue. Remember, the first miracle of Jesus was carried out in the wedding feast of Cana, in which Jesus turned water into wine. An interpretation of that would be Mary, through her prayers, changes our weak points into virtues. Water would be our weak points, wine would be our virtues. Let's ask Mary for that grace, and she'll give it to us if we trust. Remember once listening to the story of Scott Hahn, who was converted to Catholicism many years ago. And he said that when he would be going into a bookstore to buy books, he always felt this magnetic pull to look at the bad magazines that were present there. He said that even before he was converted to Catholicism, he started to pray the rosary. And as soon as he started to pray the rosary, he no longer had a desire to go and look at those bad magazines. And that's the power of Mary. And that's the next point I'd like to underline, is if we love Mary, we want to pray the rosary. We want to pray the rosary. We have a statue here of Our Lady Fatima. Her official name is Our Lady of the Rosary. Every time that she appeared to those children, she said, pray the rosary. Pray the rosary 6 times. Now we've got mothers here. Have you ever repeated yourself to your children? Maybe not, because your children are perfect, right? Your children are flawless. On the contrary, if you repeat something to your child, by repeating it, you're saying that you really believe that that's important. Is that true? A repetition of something, of a command, is an indication of the importance of that command that's being ordered to your son or your daughter. Well, if the Heavenly Mother 6 times said, pray the rosary, and at the very end, she identifies herself. She did not say, hi, I'm Our Lady Fatima. She didn't say that. Rather, she said in Portuguese, I am Our Lady of the Rosary. So if we love Mary, we're going to be obeying what she commands us to do, which would be to pray the rosary. And two other points is, not only do we want to pray the rosary, but we want to become Marian apostles. Marian apostles means that we want to make Mary known in the whole world. We want to make Mary known and loved and imitate. So you want to become a Marian apostle. If you really love someone, then you want to make that person known and loved, right? If you really love Mary, you want to make her known and loved. And every time I'm saying something about Mary, Mary is never going to diminish the presence of Christ. On the contrary, whenever we try to magnify Mary, she's always going to be magnifying Christ. What did Mary say in the Magnificat? My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my spirit. My soul magnifies the Lord. That's one interpretation. My spirit magnifies the Lord. You ever get a magnifying glass? Get a magnifying glass and you put it underneath some letters or something. What happens? Those letters are actually enlarged. They're magnified. Okay? So Mary wants to be like a magnifying glass. Mary wants to magnify the presence of Christ in our lives as well as in the whole world. And finally, as Mary was present at the beginning of the life of Christ, and Mary was present at the end of the life of Christ, we want to pray for the grace to die in Mary's arms. Jesus died beneath the loving arms, the loving heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that's the grace of all graces. If we can die in Mary's arms and Mary's heart, Mary, like an elevator, will take us up to the heart of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So let us pray this prayer. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I give you my heart and my soul. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, make my heart like unto thine. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, assist me in my last agony. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I breathe forth my soul unto thee. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Amen.